The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack, rabbischneeweis.substack.com, and on my blog, kolhasridim.blogspot.com, on March 10th, 2023. And the article is entitled, Ki Tisa, Is Shabbos a Day of Simcha? Shabbos is undoubtedly a day of oneg, enjoyment. As the Navi states in Yeshayahu 58:13, you shall proclaim Shabbos an oneg. Oneg isn't merely a theme of Shabbos, but a halakhic institution. On Shabbos, there is an obligation to have three lavish meals throughout the day and for couples to have marital relations, all for oneg. But is Shabbos also a day of simcha, joy? According to the Zmiros we sing on Shabbos, the answer is a resounding yes. The opening stanza of Menucha v'Simcha declares, Menucha v'Simcha, or La Yehudim, Yom Shabbos Yom Mahamadim. Rest and joy, light for the Jews, on this day of Shabbos, day of delights. Kol Makadesh states, B'yom HaShabbos Sisu V'Simchu, on Shabbos day, be glad and rejoice. And it also says, Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismacha Bo. Hashem made this day, we will be glad and rejoice on it. And there's a couple other references to Simcha in that song as well. In Baruch Kel Elyon, we sing, Al Kein Yitin Adam LaNafsho, Oneg v'gam simcha bahem. Therefore, let each man give himself enjoyment and also joy on them. In Kiyashmer Shabbos, we say that Shabbos is yom smachos hu usasamcheni. It is a day of joy and will bring me joy. And yet, this theme of simcha is not mentioned in the written Torah. There are psukim which associate simcha with Yom Tov, such as Vayikra 23:14, "You shall v'samachta lifnei Hashem shivas yamim," you shall rejoice before Hashem for 7 days, and v'samachta bechagecha, you shall rejoice on your festival. That's in Devarim 16:14. But there are no psukim which explicitly associate Shabbos with simcha. Likewise, there are numerous halachic guidelines for simcha on Yom Tov. For example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shvi'as Yom Tov 6:17. Quote, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov? He distributes roasted grain, nuts, and seeds to the children. He buys beautiful clothes and jewelry for the women according to his financial means. The men eat meat and drink wine, for there is no Simcha without meat, and there is no Simcha without wine, etc., etc. There are no parallel halachos of Simcha on Shabbos, only Oneg. True, there are a few allusions to Shabbos Simcha in halachic literature, such as Chazal's comment yeah, in Sifrei on Bamidbar 10:10, Uviyom Simchaschem, which they say refers to Shabbosos, on the day of your rejoicing refers to Shabbosos, and the Talmud Yerushalmi statement in Megillah 1:4, that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Seuda, the meal, must be pushed off because of Shabbos's unique Simcha character. But at the end of the day, the Simcha character of Shabbos does not express itself in any positive halakhic obligations. What are we to make of this? A clue can be found in the reference to Simcha in the Song of the Day for Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Lehem HaShabbos, which is Tehillim Tzadi Beis, Psalm 92. A psalm, a song for the Shabbos day. It is good to thank Hashem and to sing to your name, O Exalted One, to recount your kindness in the morning and your faithfulness in the nights, upon a 10-stringed instrument and upon lyre with singing accompanied by harp. Ki simach tani ad Hashem befa'alecha b'maase yadecha aranein. For you have caused me to rejoice, Hashem, with your deed. About your handiwork I will sing joyously. How great are your works, Hashem, how very deep are your thoughts. A boorish man does not know, and a fool doesn't understand this. Radak, in his commentary on Tehillim 92:5, provides a clear and beautiful explanation of what this Shabbos simcha is. Quote, for you have caused me to rejoice. On the Shabbos day, you, God, have brought me simcha in my contemplation of your deed and your handiwork, which is the universe and everything in it. On the Shabbos day, when I have time to contemplate the universe, meaning on Shabbos you have more time, when I have time to contemplate the universe, I will rejoice. This is a reference to scientific knowledge, chokhmas hateva. And when I contemplate it and apprehend from it whatever I can apprehend, I will rejoice and I will sing with my heart slash mind. This refers to the matter which each and every wise person contemplates in the work of God. Therefore, he said, I will rejoice and I will sing in the singular. End quote from the Radak. The Oneg of Shabbos and the Simcha of Yom Tov involve physical delights, which can be experienced by anyone. The Simcha of Shabbos, however, results from contemplating the wisdom of the Creator that is manifest in his universe. This type of Simcha is not accessible to the average individual, but only to Chachamim, to the wise, in accordance with their knowledge. Perhaps this is why Simcha is not uniformly mandated on Shabbos as it is on Yom Tov, but is relegated to the status of a philosophical theme to be tapped into by individuals on their level. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.